University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center, Wahoo Week on WEOL is underway. Let's head out to Goodyear, Arizona with our Tim Alcorn. Tim?
All right. Thank you very much, Bruce Van Dyke. And again, glad to be here in Goodyear, Arizona. It is year six here in Goodyear. It's hard to believe, and we've gotten off to a great start as far as our guests are concerned. In the first hour, we heard from Jim Rosenhaus, who, of course, we'll hear all summer long with Tom Hamilton on WEOL. Indians bench coach Brad Mills was with us as well. And now here this morning, joining us bright and early in the Indians facility as far as a Goodyear time is concerned, is pitching coach Mickey Callaway. Mickey, good to have you back on WEOL. As I said to Brad, it seems like we were just here last year.
I know. It seems like it hadn't been very long, and it was exciting along the way.
No doubt about it. And certainly for this team coming off a tremendous season, and as I said to Brad, I'll ask you the same thing. Is it a situation where you just kind of wipe the slate clean, say, okay, fresh start, don't worry about last year, or do you kind of use it as a building block and a tool to build for this year?
Yeah, I think you realize that last year was last year, but you take all the positives that come from, you know, having that kind of success, you know, all the confidence and you know, the guys knowing each other and them being a team now, you know, we can kind of really settle into spring training a little earlier this year and not trying to get to know each other, but go out there and really get some things done earlier in spring.
Mickey, pitching staff-wise, what are some of the questions you're hoping to have answered here in Goodyear?
You know, really, we're just looking for that number five starter and a few spots in the pen. So we've got some good battles going on. We got some great lefties we brought into camp for those lefty reliever positions. And, you know, we've got a great battle for the fifth starting job. And it's going to be really exciting to watch unfold.
Everybody knows about Justin Masterson and what he's been able to do, really the ace of this staff. But a guy that I want to ask you about that really just blossomed later stages of the season last year, pitched in the playoff game, Danny Salazar. What is the ceiling for this young man? I mean, what a future.
Yeah, I don't think there is one. You know, he can do whatever he wants, you know, as long as he maintains his routines and stays healthy. You know, he's a young kid. He's got to learn how to really haul innings at the major league level, which can be a challenge at times. And it really takes discipline, a lot of hard work, and like I said, he's got to really focus on his routines and make sure he accomplishes those daily to be able to sustain, you know, the rigors of the full season.
Mickey, I remember asking Tito this before the playoff game in his pregame press conference. What did you guys see in Danny Salazar that, man, he had the mentality and obviously the stuff to pitch in a big-time game like that? Do you remember going back to last year, was there a game or was there a moment where you and maybe Tito looked at each other and go, wow, this kid is the real deal?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way he handled his debut, I think the way he went in there and pitched in Detroit when we played or in at home against Detroit, and he's just so poised. And he does all the little things that we tried to develop along the way in the minor leagues to control his emotions, to attack hitters, and he does a tremendous job of it.
Again, we're talking with Indians pitching coach Mickey Callaway. Let's go back to that number five spot battle. Take us through the candidates and how long it might take to kind of sort that out between now and opening day.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it's going to be a battle, you know, all throughout camp, that everybody's going to pitch well, and then we're going to have some really tough decisions to make. You know, we got Carrasco, who has unbelievable stuff. We got Tomlin healthy and ready to go. We got Sean Markham in camp, who's been looking really good. We brought in Aaron Harang. We've got Trevor Bauer. So we've got some really, really fun candidates going out there that can really pitch and have really good stuff to battle for that last spot. And it's going to come down to who can pound the zone and get outs. And that's what we're looking for.
Greg Bruce back in the studio. Indians pitching coach Mickey Callaway with us here in Goodyear. A question or two for Mickey?
Sure. I always look at the pitching staff sort of as a sort of a team within a team. And throughout the season, there's people coming and going through injury or call-ups or that. How do you work to kind of bring them all together when you get new blood mixed into the staff?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have another member of the team brought in, you kind of go back to a stage where you're trying to get to know somebody that's new to your staff. And we used a lot of pitchers last year. So what we try to do is we try to make it as comfortable as possible for a young kid coming up or a guy that's new to the staff. And, you know, we try to communicate with them. The guys embrace him. You know, Masty's the leader, and he'll really take him under his wing, and we try to make him as comfortable as we can so they can contribute right away.
Mickey, one final question for you before we let you go. We've been talking about the starters. Bullpen-wise, what are some questions you're looking to have answered there?
You know, we got a closer. I think John Axer is probably going to slide into that position nicely. We've got Cody Allen, and we've got Brian Shaw, who can pitch in those stressful innings late in the game. You know, Zepchinski, who did a really good job of getting lefties out last year. You know, other than that, we're looking to fill those other spots. You know, we're excited about Vinny Pistano and the strides he's made, you know, early in the spring. So we have some spots open, and we got some really good guys battling for them, and it's going to be interesting to watch.
Is Vinny perhaps the biggest comeback story, for lack of a better term, that you're looking for this spring?
Definitely, and I think he's a big key to our bullpen. If we can get a healthy Vinny Pistano, we can have one of the better pens in the major leagues. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing the old Vinny and having him go out there every eighth inning and do his thing. So if he can do that, we're going to have one of the better, you know, relief corps in the major leagues. It's going to be interesting.
Mickey, we appreciate you stopping by. Again, congratulations on the staff success last year. Let's hope it continues in 2014.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tri-pitching coach Mickey Callaway joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as our Wahoo Week coverage continues. University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center, Wahoo Week on AM 930 WEOL. And, of course, all of our interviews all week long, courtesy of Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain. Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. All right, that's going to do it for this segment, but a lot more to come on Wahoo Week on AM 930 WEOL.